Well, hello and welcome. This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 14th of April, 2024. Rather late getting this one out, I'm afraid. I'm very tired as well. I want to hit the sack pretty soon, but hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Weather here has been fantastic this weekend. We've had some gorgeous weather. I've been out in the garden pretty much all weekend long, tackled quite a few things off my to-do list, so I'm feeling very, very pleased with myself. Now, yesterday, I didn't go down the allotment like I planned yesterday. I spent a bit of time at home. We've sown quite a few seeds. I've moved many more of my fruit trees and bushes to the front of the house into the driveway garden. I've sorted out my nursery out, gave it a sweep, and set up the cold frame and moved our plants out of some of our plants out of the greenhouse into the cold frame, potted up loads of plants, basically just getting everything to be the point that we are growing quite well. Sowed loads of seeds, beans, marigolds, etc., etc. Just basically getting ourselves to the point that I feel we are well ahead of ourselves. Added to that, what else have I done? I went down to the allotment today and I did the first cut with a lawnmower. Tried using a streamer at first, but it rang out of steam and I didn't take any spare string down with me. But I went round the bottom half anyway with the lawnmower and got the grass down to a more manageable level. If it stays reasonably dry, I will cut the lawn, or the grass paths, I should say, every Thursday. I'll just take the lawnmower down there on my way home from work, cut the grass. I use the grass as a mulch, of course. I've used it around my brassicas that I've planted out, my cabbage and my cauliflower. And that should mean we then end up with some, good, decent grass paths and good, well-maintained beds. So that's how I move forward. But yeah, we've got the grass cut. It does transform how the allotment looks, just getting some grass cut and trimmed. And of course it will just keep looking better and better as we move further on into this season. Now, one thing that I have done today is sown the cumin. The cumin, of course, being a herb. Now, I'm a big fan of growing herbs. That's why every month I send out some herbs to grow. Herbs, I think, should be in every vegetable garden. Now, we have a herb garden alongside our chickens, but we have decided to get rid of, or I've decided, I should say, going to get rid of a herb garden, just tweak around that area. Reason being is, there's no real reason. It's just more convenient, I guess. We've got several Belfast sinks. We're moving the herb garden into the Belfast sinks just because it's a bit more manageable. Should free up not a huge amount of space, but free up a bit of space behind the chickens that I might be able to do something a little bit different with in the future, but more on that as it happens. But yeah, herbs, I think, should be in every single vegetable garden. Now, on the note of Belfast sinks, I have launched a competition for Gardeners World Live tickets on the website. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. All you've got to do is just come up with a suggestion of what I could do with this garden. There's some good suggestions coming through. Picture plant garden, baby root garden, things like that that are coming through. But I'd love to hear some of your ideas as well. And as supporting members, your entry will go in three times. So you've got three times a chance of getting it winning. But back to the cumin. Now, I've actually sown the cumin in a large pot and I've placed the pot outside. It should be okay. Give it a good sunny position. It likes free draining soil and fairly warm. It doesn't like being waterlogged, so it's important to make sure it doesn't flood, of course, which as long as it doesn't rain heavy, should be okay now. Germination should take a week to 2 weeks, so we'll keep an eye on it and see how we get on. And then we just want to thin each plant to about 10 to 15 centimetres between each plant. As they grow, of course, that should be more manageable. Now, all we've got to do then is keep them weed-free, keep them well-watered, and hopefully before long we will start to see flowers. And those flowers should, of course, then turn to seeds. Now, we want the seeds to really dry before we harvest them. So really, really dry to the point that they are brittle. Then we could always then take them off, hang them in a paper bag and hang them up in a shed to dry out a little bit more And then by the end of it, we should have some lovely cumin seeds, which of course very fragrant, but very, very lovely and used in a wide range of dishes. It's pretty easy. I have grown cumin before, but I've not done it much. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we get on with this year. And I reckon we're going to end up with some beautiful looking herbs. I mean, herbs for me, as I said earlier, they're a big one to grow. I think they are something that everybody should be growing because they are so versatile and used in so many meals. Now, on that note, I do want to just make a mention, actually. I was on the allotment and in our home garden as well, and I'm certainly starting to see signs that things are growing. My potatoes have started poking their head through, so we're doing well there. Our asparagus is growing through. Even last year's seedlings, this year's seedlings, all are growing pretty damn well. We have also, what else have we got doing well? Flowers on our trees and bushes. All the signs that everything is doing pretty damn good. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this year spans out. It's certainly very, very exciting. Oh, I think it is anyway. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. It's a bit of a short one, I'm afraid. That's the joys of growing some easy herbs. But my voice is also a little bit croaky, so I need to hit the sack. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.